Blog Talk Radio.
Not even part of this galaxy.
I know how you smoke those giant doobies and your head just goes to the clouds, you know what I'm saying? Not really.
Are you feel me, bro? Well, you know, this is one of the songs for all those, you know, people out in space out there, man.
Listen up, aliens. Sorry. You guys already know it is that doctor.
Ooh, it is that doctor.
It is that, wait for it, doctor.
Ooh, it's the doctor.
Ooh, it is that doctor. Bones.
Ain't nobody talking like this. Ain't nobody out there squint like this. Everywhere I go, all I hear is this. Just a hope to confess. And that's true. We keep it fresh. We keep it fresh. And we ain't in trouble. We ain't confused. That's having every hit. Can't hate on it. Don't hate it. You wanna fall.
Ooh, doctor, you already know.
Welcome, and,
welcome, guys. Hello.
Welcome, guys. You guys are in for a great, great show. I can't even...
No. They're in for a great, great,
great,
great show.
This show tonight is going to be exquisite. The bomb, the cheese, the wiener.
The deuces.
I don't even know what you want to call it, but this show is going to be great, trust me. We have this band, Melody and Tyler from Utah, on.
Oh, that's the name, guys.
Like the name Tyler, you know what I'm saying?
Why?
I love it. What? Who gets it? No.
Oh, impossible.
That's right, I didn't tell you about this, but this is for all the fans out there. And this person who's listening right now, she's totally going to hate me. But I heard one of the most funniest things in the entire world today, Tetra. Like,
what is that, man?
Oh,
let me know.
My goodness. Okay, get ready for this. For all the people listening, too, even little Yoda, who might be listening right now, this is especially for you, too, or Pedro, or any of the people that are listening.
Man, Pedro's long gone, bro. He got deported.
Nah, I was talking to Daisy. Listen, but listen. Anyway, he's in Mexico, but listen. You remember that guy? He was in the library, you know? You know what I'm talking about? Good old Limpy?
Oh, Crutches? Crutches McGee?
Crutches, okay. Just hear me out on this, man. This is crazy. She was talking to me, and apparently the dance teacher at Maryville, she's dating him, you know?
Oh, juicy.
Okay, but listen, this is more on that. She told me that he's cool, right? And that, I was like, okay, I guess so, whatever. But she told me he DJs at raves. He DJs at raves.
No. Did he hop around on the turntables?
Dude, that's exactly what I said. I told her, like, I can imagine him, like, hopping, you know, like, on, like, 2 feet and then, like, pressing a button. And, like, a beat goes off, and, like, he hops some more and then presses a button, you know? He presses a button, it's like... And he presses it again, boom, 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 boom. Dude, that was, like, the most joy I got all day. Like, when she told me that, I was, like, literally dying. But for the DJ man who's listening right now, because who doesn't listen to this show? I know he's listening right now.
Cool.
Thank you. Thank you for this. Thank you for making my day with your DJ beats. That's all I got to say.
Hey, doctor.
What's up, man?
You think he works at IHOP?
Because he hops a lot, you know?
No, just because, you know, it's a good place to work.
Yeah. I want to say something really quick. You guys, the baby jokes that people give you, like, in life, you know, like, you know what I'm talking about, Tetra? How people, like, give you, like, cute jokes, you know?
Yeah.
People need to appreciate them more because they are really good and juicy. That's all I got to say. If a little kid comes up to you and gives you a good joke, humor him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, that's premium stuff there, guys.
Those are the best kind of jokes. This little kid, I went to my sister's school, and then we went to Sunset. She doesn't go there anymore, but this, like, third grader came up to me. And, dude, he was, like, throwing me some jokes. I'm telling you, these jokes were, like, priceless. Listen, I'm going to give you guys some jokes that he threw me. What was one of them. I can't even think. Okay, where? No, I got him. Where did the farmer take his pig?
Where?
To a picnic. Oh, dude, he was killing me. He told me, okay, this is the other one. He said, what did the elevator say to the other elevator?
Going down?
I think I'm coming down with something. I mean, and he was black, too, so it's even funny. I mean, this kid was like... He was
hey,
like,
yo. Nah, I'm not going to say it.
Hey, doctor. I was like, what, man? Nah, but
get out of here.
I hate you. No. But he was, like, super cool, and I want to give props to all those little kids out there that come up with these jokes, because it's a lot harder than you think, trust me.
Hey, doctor.
What's up, man?
I don't know if you remember this one. I might have said this one. I'm not sure, but it was one that we got it from your sister.
Oh, what do Jews and a piece of them have in the same common?
Nah, man, come on. why did the skeleton go to the party?
I know it, but I don't want to say it. Why?
He had no body to
Ooh.
Go with. Pazinga?
I thought he had no guts, but...
That's why he didn't cross the road, bro. Come on, you got to get your skeleton straight.
Dude, it's my fault. The skeleton's everywhere, you know? Why did the skeleton hop over the moon? Why did the skeleton moonwalk across Abbey Road? You know, there's so many different ones.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah, there's so many of them. But anyways, guys, back to the topic at hand.
Not yet, though. A couple minutes.
Man, not yet.
A couple minutes. But Melody and Tyler, this Utah band out of Utah that came out wrong. But out of Park City, Utah... I mean, they're going to kill it. They're going to be singing this is one of my personal favorite songs. And we're getting, comments into our email about them playing the song. Like, fans, they're fans, they want this song. You ought to know.
Their fans are justified.
They're justice. But their fans want to hear You Oughta Know by Alanis Morissette, if any of you guys know that song. Apparently, it's super, super good. And they're going to play it tonight live. They're going to be playing that, and they're going to be playing a live song after their new album that's coming out on Friday called I Bleed Music.
I wish I could bleed music. I just bleed blood, man.
I just bleed blood in my stool, you feel me? And I'm like, what is that? What is that? Nah. But it's going to be really, really good. You guys are in for a treat.
You know what else is good, doctor?
Ice cream?
No.
Love?
Yes. No, I'm just kidding. But last week's show...
Last week's show was juicy with Jake Shum Bakuro.
Yeah, we got like...
Oh, I didn't tell everybody. Thank you for...
You did it, doctor.
Thank you for reminding me on that.
But I'm here for it, baby.
Get ready for this. Give me a little drum roll, homie.
Bum, 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 bum.
Make your chest move. Oh, his chest. Ow. No. Guys, we had 3,136 people listen.
Oh my Jesus.
That is the most we've ever had on the show. And I mean, that's like 900 more than Dan Cronin when he was on back in, when did we have him on, man? Like November, I think?
That was a while ago, dude.
Something. But when Dan Cronin was on, the writer on the Conan show, he came on. We had like 2,200, 2,100, something like that. But Jake Shum Bakuro, 3,100 plus.
I mean,
I couldn't believe it.
What we do, guys. But you know.
I couldn't believe it. If you guys go on his website, jakeshumbakuro.com, we're on there. Go to his Facebook.
Good stuff.
His Facebook, we're on there. Go to our site.
Ooh.
He's on there. I mean,
Ooh.
Us and Jake Shumbakuro, it's like a banana split, you know? We're inside of each other.
Doctor.
What?
You know who we should give a shout-out to real quick?
Shout it out, man.
We should give a shout-out to Erin Rocha.
Erin Rocha. This girl, oh my goodness, she made us a YouTube video and dedicated it to us. You guys need to go to YouTube right now, or whenever you have the time. Go to YouTube.
Don't do it right now.
But whenever you have the time, go to YouTube and type in Erin Rocha, Rolling in the Deep. She played Rolling in the Deep on our show, and it was so good. We're like, you should make a YouTube video of that, you know, because, like, it's really good. And guess what? She did and dedicated it to us. What's up?
Ooh, good stuff. And when you're done with that, type in Lemon Initiation, because you got to smoke the lemon.
You got to smoke the lemon.
Smoke it up,
you
know.
All right, anyway.
Hey,
inside joke.
You get the started, doctor.
If you want to jump in this little inside joke, go to YouTube and type in Lemon Initiation. All I got to say, and then you can laugh with us. All right, let's get this interview started with Melody and Tyler from Park City, Utah. Let's hit it up right now, Tetra. Can you set it up for me?
Hey, let me go hop on the comp. And then I'll be back.
All right.
First.
Do what you got to do.
All right, homes.
All right, man, we'll do this. I'm getting a lot of hate mail right now about the rave guy. I'm sorry. I mean, I just thought it was super funny. And it had to be said. I mean, if you give me a nugget of information like that, and I mean, it's just golden, because I have mixed feed coming in right now on my phone and on our website. People are telling me that's hilarious. I can't believe that, dude. Blah, 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 blah. Now people are telling me that I hate you and I'm going to kill you. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, some people are happy about it. Some people aren't happy about it. But, I mean, literally, it's juicy information and it had to be said. But I want to see this guy rave because I think he just bounces around on his head and hits the little switchboard with his toes, you know, because that's what I'm thinking. But, you know, you want to prove me wrong, record a video of him DJing and show it to me. And when you show it to me, you'll win. You'll win a prize. What's that prize? Limp between my toes, homie. So.
Yo, doctor.
What's up, man?
You already know, baby.
All right, so we have Melody and Tyler on the show, on the air right now. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Yep. Sweet. How you guys doing, man?
Great. How are you?
We're doing great. It's really
we're doing
nice.
Pretty good.
We're doing good. It's nice in Phoenix. How's it in Utah right now? Is it cold?
It's getting there. We've got a nice balmy 43-degree weather right now rolling in a few thunderstorms.
See, I
like the description of that. Balmy. That sounds really cool.
I mean, I wish it was 43 degrees over here. We don't get that, like, ever. Even in the coldest winters, it's like...
That's, like, freaking, like, hailing right there. Yeah. 43.
That's cool, though.
Very envious of your weather.
Yeah. All right, so for all the people out there that really don't know you guys, sort of, can you guys, like, tell them how you guys originally got your start in music?
I was a singer-songwriter alone for a long time, and Ty was a drummer in a band, and then the band broke up, and I started playing with him, and that was it, pretty much.
That's cool.
The rest was history.
Yeah, I bet. Well, what was the band you played drums in?
No, we've been playing. Like you said, I was a drummer in a rock and roll band for quite a while, and almost four years ago is when we met. I had gotten into playing acoustic guitar, and Mel had been playing a lot of open mics, and we kind of had just had that musical, you know, that musical passion in common.
All right.
And then, you know, we decided that we were going to kind of join forces, and everything just seemed to mesh and work out. And so we really enjoyed the music we were making together. No pun intended.
good.
What kind of guitars are you guys rocking right now?
I have a, how do you say it, a Takamine?
Yeah, those are the best, man.
I play a Breedlove.
A Breedlove?
Yep.
I've never heard of that. Is it
fantastic guitar.
It is?
Great guitar.
I'm going to pick me up a Breedlove right after the show. Don't worry.
Yeah.
That sounds good, though. So when you guys write music, who's the mastermind behind it? Is it Tyler, is it Melody, or is it both of you?
It's Melody. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. It's definitely her.
She's not looking at me for me to answer it. Like, I'm going to go, I write them all. I write all the songs.
That's cool.
And ultimately, she writes the songs, and then we kind of come together, and I add my part on top of it, and we kind of fine tune them from there. But she's mainly the one with the muse.
That's cool. All right, so let's talk about this Park City All Star Acoustic. What is it, like a jam that happens every year in Park City? You guys are the ones that started, right? If I'm correct, I think, is that right?
Yes.
So how did you guys get all that started, man?
Well, there again, it was Melody.
Wow.
It's a common theme between us. We hadn't been playing together very long, and we were playing out one night here in Salt Lake, and we had played a show on a Wednesday night with three or four other artists, phenomenal acoustic artists, and there was no one at the show. So Mel had kind of leaned over to me, and she's like, we need to create an event that draws people to all these amazing artists that are here in Salt Lake.
And we can still drink.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, so we can still drink. So thus the Acoustic All-Stars Music Festival was born. And so we hold it every year up in Park City. This will be the fourth year. We hold it at a place called the Star Bar, which for everyone out there, familiar with Sundance Music Festival. The Star Bar is the ones that have hosted the ASCAP Cafe, and this last year was the official House of Blues venue. So the names of musicians who have shared this stage goes on and on and on.
Yeah, that's great.
It's ultimately just about bringing musicians together. A lot of musicians have met each other, started gig trading, and really just given a bunch of people an amazing opportunity to see, 26 to 30 acts, over a three-day period.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, all the bands you guys have had on there, too, are just, really good. Because you guys have had Kimo Watanabe, you've had Cub World, you've had Wayne Hoskins Band, Whiskey King Coalition. All those guys have been on our show, and they've all been, stand-up dudes, so.
Yeah, they've been, really cool.
Yes, that's really cool.
All those guys.
Yeah, they're all great. All right, so we're going to get some more questions in a little bit, but first, we're going to hear a performance from you guys from, it's a cover of Alanis Morissette's You Oughta Know, is that correct?
Yeah, actually, your program director was talking to us earlier and said that this had been a requested song.
It had. I'm talking about a dozen people, they've written in, they were like, their best song is You Oughta Know. I was like, that's Alanis Morissette's song, right? And they're like, yeah, you got to look it up. And then we looked it up, and then...
Someone else's song.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. I thought to tell people. I was like, that's somebody else's song. Well, I guess they didn't know, but I was like, that's somebody else's song, but it's a really great song. But
they do it justice.
They do it justice.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you for requesting this,
No
guy.
Problem. All right, so we'll play that song right now, okay?
Right on.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. Another version of me. Every time I speak.
Tetra. That was beautiful, wasn't it?
Hey, doctor, can you do me a favor and pick my guts up off the floor? Because they just got blown.
Thank you. That was good, guys. I'm telling you.
I think my guts are down there, too.
My guts are on the floor and need to be mopped up, man.
You know what's funny is the first time I heard her play that song, I was sitting, we used to be in a condo, and I was sitting downstairs, and I heard her, she was playing it upstairs, and I walked up there, and I said, we got to play that song, absolutely.
Yeah, we're doing this right now.
I would have ran up there and did the same exact thing. All right, but you guys are coming out with a new CD. It's called I Bleed Music, and you guys are having a show on Friday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to be playing it the 5th. It's like this kind of slightly classier Eagles Lodge, but it's awesome.
For those of you who don't know what the Eagles Lodge is, if you can think of a place that probably a lot of American vets would go to drink their memories away, probably like that, but it's classy.
It's like that, but with younger people.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
Burgundy would approve.
I like the sound of that. So this new CD, how many songs are on the new CD or EP?
It is an EP, so there's 3 songs. The funny thing about it is we do quite a bit of recording, but we never release anything for some reason. We record and it sits on our computer and we do nothing with it. Well, these 3 songs, we actually went out to California and recorded with a really, really good friend of ours named Mark Cooper. He kind of helped us produce and put these 3 songs together, really, for, you know, to release out to the world as our first duet album. And so there are 3 songs, 3 high-quality, fantastic songs.
That's great.
I was telling Doctor, you know, I wish I could bleed music, but I just bleed blood, you know? But that'd be really cool.
Yes.
Takes a lot of practice.
Takes a lot of bleed some music.
No, we don't recommend that. We don't recommend that.
I bet. All right, where are some of you guys' favorite places to play at, besides Utah? I'm just kidding, but no, where are some places?
Actually, Vino Rosso in Idaho Falls. That is our number one favorite place.
Ooh.
We love that. It's a wine bar.
Uh-huh.
Which, you know, that's awesome.
There's wine there.
There's wine. But you get, like last time we went there was, like, biker-looking guys, and then there's, like, people that are dressed up in nice clothes, and they're kind of out for their wine drinking. So you just get such a diverse crowd, and it's pretty cool. It's like a grocery store setting.
Yeah, that sounds
kind of weird, but it's cool.
It's awesome.
We D Piazza's down in
Long Beach
in the LBC.
Ooh, LBC. So have you ever guys played in Arizona? I don't think so, right?
No.
Not yet.
Oh,
not
you guys
yet.
Need to come down
you
here.
You guys come down here and visit.
Yes, we actually we
sleep on your couch.
Yeah. For those listening, send us an email with a picture of your couch.
Yes. You could sleep in our studio. I mean, it's not that nice, but you got to do what you got to do.
Absolutely. We have no shame in sleeping in truck stop showers. It's okay.
It's pretty scary. All right, so we're kind of low on time, and this is the last question we ask every single band that's been on here, man. I mean, from, like, Black Keys, Jake Shimbokuro, everybody. What advice do you have to other aspiring musicians that are out there?
All right, this is the one.
This is the one.
Well, this is it. Take notes.
This is it.
Prepare yourselves.
Stop complaining and do it.
Oh, my. That's what I like to hear.
It is. I mean, you hear it in so many different, like, motivational things, but it is a choice.
Yeah.
If you want to be a musician, you're going to be a musician.
Yeah,
just
don't
do it
for, like, 2 years and then be like, nobody listens to me. I'm sick of people texting while I'm playing. Just play and continue to play until you get where you want to be and just do it.
That's beautiful.
It.
Beautiful words.
That's raw. That's right to the point.
Totally is.
Like, hey, shut up and pick up your guitar.
Exactly.
Yeah, quit your whining. Walk it off.
All right, guys. It's been super nice to have you guys on. We're going to not end our show, but we're going to end the segment with you guys playing out on a new song from the I Bleed Music EP. It's called Words, right?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. All right, here we go. This is Words.
Thank you.
song.
It's a great song.
Thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
For having us.
No problem, man. Anytime.
Hey, Doctor.
That was beautiful, man.
Yeah, that was a really great show.
I just want to
say, I'm not going to lie, that song was like really like,
yeah.
It touched me right there.
I just want to say, Million Tyler, great band. I mean, fun people to talk to, you know? Because like some bands,
yeah.
I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus because I love all the bands that come on here. But some are just, you know, a little, that's the way that they are, you know?
Yeah, like, but, you ever have those people that don't kind of get your sense of humor? And like, oh.
Yeah, you know,
but
these guys were good stuff, man. They
the song, that word song, are really...
I like the word song, and I like You Ought to Know, man, because I have a history
yeah.
of that song, and it's really, like, touching, and our fans wanted it, you know. Everything worked out, you know. It's good stuff.
It was just all-around great night, guys.
It was an all-around great show. Tomorrow, we're doing our YouTube showcase. We switched it up a little bit, because we had Melody and Tyler coming on in, like, December, guys, or January or something like that. But we were just going to wait, you know, for the CD, because it's just a better time. And actually, they're sending us a CD... and maybe something more. I don't know yet, but I know for a fact a signed CD is coming to us, and I'm going to give it to you guys. Something happened with the printing, so they couldn't really get it in on time, but it'll be here, and maybe by next week, we'll give it to you guys. About like 30 seconds left. I'm going really fast here. Tomorrow, YouTube showcase.
I like the way you're talking right now.
Yeah, I know. Tomorrow's YouTube showcase, we have Patrick NG. His last name is NG. I know, it's crazy.
NG? Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be on from Canada, guys, Toronto. And then... And then next week, Thursday, we have One Pin Short on. Me and Tetra will be seeing them on Saturday at the Chandler Barbecue Festival with the Expendables and Real Big Fish. 15 seconds left. This is Dr. Bones.
You already know, baby. It's your boy, Tetra. Tune in tomorrow at 9:30, same station and everything.
Do what you got to do. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Goodbye.